stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? It's Tuesday, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy for all who want to overcome evil. And I realize most people don't, but for those who do, know thyself. And these biblical questions are put there to encourage you to know thyself, to watch yourself, be aware of you. Do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you know how to behave under pressure? Under pressure. Do you know how to behave under pressure? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. Amazing, huh? And if you got to run around and just can't sit and watch the show, you got something you got to do, whatever it may be, you can podcast the show and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday again, and Tuesday always reminds me of the good old days when America was America. When Americans loved one another and prayed for one another. And it wasn't about color. Country Western reminds me of when country music was country music. Tuesday.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time. Because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I can lean on God so he can lean on me.
just perfect peace.
Amazing.
Amazing.
What now? Good morning. It's a spiritual battle. If ever it was a spiritual battle, it's a spiritual battle now. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Human being gone crazy. Amazing, huh? I want to know, what do you want out of life? What do you want from life? What do you want out of life? Do you know? And the reason I ask that was because in talking to others, I realize, and I may have already known this, I think I have, that most people don't even know what they want from life. Out of life, from life, however you say it. Is it out of life or from life, Hank?
Either one is fine, I believe.
Oh, okay. What do you want from life? What do you want? Have you noticed that everything you thought you want and you got it? And you realize that's not what you want? Whether it's marriage or whatever, money, fame, whatever, or nothing. Have you noticed that everything that you thought you wanted and you got it, you realize you didn't want it? And you're like, what the? What do you want from life? What do you want from life? Have you ever really? No, you haven't. Thought about this? No, because you don't even keep your eyes on yourself. You don't know thyself. So no, you have not thought about this. And then you're out there trying to get it all, and you get it, and you end up with nothing. And you're like, what the? I worked so hard for this. And I got it. Now I don't want it. I'm still lost. I'm still sad, they say. I'm still afraid, you say. You got everything you said you wanted. What the? What do you want from life? So, thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. Trump. I hear voices all around the world saying, thank you, Mr. Trump. Even the citizens of Iran. Thank you, Mr. Trump. The American citizens are saying, thank you, Mr. Trump. Thank you, Mr. President. So, according to the New York Times, President Trump intensified his threats to devastate Iranian bridges and power plant if the country did not agree to a ceasefire before Tuesday evening. So I'm wondering, is it Tuesday right now or Monday in Iran? Anyone knows? It's Tuesday?
I believe Tuesday, 8 p.m., maybe Eastern time.
Derek is telling me Central time. Iran don't have no Central time.
Well, I mean, it's his Tuesday. No, I think that his timing is Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern time is the impression that I got.
8 p.m. Eastern time in our country.
Right.
So is it still Tuesday in Iran or another day?
That's an interesting question. I don't know. I guess it would be at 8 p.m. It would be tomorrow already in Iran, because I would think that they're like 8-9 hours ahead of us, maybe even 10 or so.
And so when Mr. Trump says, okay, I'm going to devastate you on Tuesday, you got until Tuesday evening, I wonder if Iran think president taught me their Tuesday evening or American Tuesday evening.
Because they're like a half hour ahead of people. So they're UTC plus 4:30.
Wow.
And we're UTC minus 7.
Currently. What UTC mean?
Universal time something. It's like Greenwich Mean Time. Same thing.
Derek is telling me that Mr. Trump set a deadline of 8 p.m. Tuesday Central Time. But I'm talking about, according to New York Time.
So that would be 9 Eastern.
So I'm talking about, so in the Iranian mind, are they thinking, well, Mr. Trump means Central Time their time? Or does he mean Central Time? American time.
It means early morning Wednesday, I guess.
Because suppose Iran think that Mr. Trump means Central Time, United States time, but he means their time, and then they show up a little early.
Well, that's good. If early is good, late is bad. Iranians, shout out.
This is from CBS and WCCO.
Well, the clock is ticking, and President Donald Trump's deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
He gave the country until 7 p.m. Central Time tonight, or he says the U.S. will attack the country's power plants and bridges.
The entire country can be taken out in one night.
President Trump escalated threats of massive airstrikes if Iran doesn't seriously engage in a deal to end the war and reopen the Strait of Hormuz by tonight.
They're going to have no bridges. They're going to have no power plants. Stone ages, yeah.
Monday, the president brushed off questions of whether attacks on civilian infrastructure would constitute a war crime, instead insisting it's what the people of Iran want.
They would be willing to suffer that in order to have freedom. We've had numerous intercepts. Please keep bombing.
Iran has rejected a proposal from other Gulf nations calling for a temporary ceasefire, demanding a longer-term end to hostilities. On Monday, the U.S. and Israel announced more strikes on Iran, including an Israeli attack on an Iranian petrochemical plant. Iran has fired back with a wave of missiles and drones launched toward Israel and other countries in the region.
Amazing. Amazing. I often wonder, what is like living in a country where you've been bomb attacked and you're just an ordinary citizen running around, you have nothing to do with it? That must be frightening. How do you sleep at night knowing that a bomb may hit your building? What the? And so during yesterday's press conference, reporters tried to, according to X, I guess, is this from X or what? During yesterday's press conference, a reporter tried confirming Trump's recent Truth Social description of Iran as crazy. Is that a cuss word?
Bleepsters.
Why, bluntly responded, I don't care about critics. I rest my case. Why is this from X?
Yesterday in your Truth Social, you called the Iranians crazy bastards.
True.
What is your response to critics who say that
I don't care about critics.
What is your response to critics who say that it is your mental health that should perhaps be examined as this war continues?
I haven't heard that. But if that's the case, you're going to have more people like me, because our country was being ripped off on trade, on everything, for many years until I came along. So if that's the case, you're going to have more people.
Have to have more people what?
Maybe checked for their mental health? I can only guess.
I don't know. Why they cut it off right there? You have to have more people turn. I kind of heard it on Jesse Waters last night, and I think he said something like, you got to have more people crazy like me then, or something. I'm sorry he cut it off too soon. Do you know what he said, Nick? Have you heard that soundbite?
I have not, but
it sounded like that's what he said in this one. The cutoff wasn't nice, but he said that in this one, right? That you gotta have more like me, meaning crazy, or so-called mentally ill.
Yeah, I heard. I was trying to think about what the president. They cut it off too short. You had to have more crazy music. You're supposed to let it like play so you know you got the rest of it. But I'm sorry that they cut it off too quickly there. But I think he said something like, don't repeat me because I could be wrong, but I think President Trump said they got to have something like more crazy people like me then or something. But they cut it off too quick. What I'm going to start doing is listen to these sound bites beforehand. And then I'll know exactly what's going on. But anyway, thank you, Mr. Trump. Finally, somebody is putting America first. And the Democrats and the liberal media are not accustomed to, nor do they want anyone to put America first. They don't want that. They want to put everybody else before America. Isn't that amazing? Did you ever imagine that you would see that in the United States? I want my country back, but it's not coming back. So I'm just saying this because I know it's too far gone. I saw a report this morning somewhere where one of those Allahu Akbar people are running for, I don't know if it's local or state federal government position. And I'm thinking, my country is allowing all these Allahu Akbar people to come into the country and run for government. And then win because they're in cities or states where they're mostly Allahu Akbar people. And then white liberal women. And these people are going to win. And they're going to do what they've done in Europe. They're going to take over. They're going to have Sharia law in those areas. And American citizens and the police will not be allowed to go into those areas in the United States of America. You're voting the enemy in to destroy you. Think about that. It's the same as allowing the enemy within your mind and emotion to destroy you from within. And now you're allowing the enemies without to come into your country, run for government, knowing that they are for Iran and other Allahu Akbar countries. To me, that is what you call insanity. But that's what's happened in my country now. It's gone. I was thinking about this, that airplane that went up to the moon. It's a DEI flight, folks. They got this one white man. I don't know if they got from Canada's white. Yes, he is white, I'm told. So they got two white men, a black man, and a white female. And all you mostly hear from on that plane are the minority people. And the white man on the plane just sitting back smiling while his poor minorities are getting all the attention, as though the white man, if it wasn't for the white man, there would be no flight to the moon. But that's what's happening in my country now. And so it made the flight to the moon boring because it's a DEI flight. What the? And so apparently, and we got this story coming out, when they were going around the moon, on the other side of the moon, I guess, guess who said a prayer? Yes, the black man prayed. Like, what the? Black people always praying with all that hatred. Now, I don't know if this man had hatred in his heart, but with all that hatred in their heart, they're always praying. Again, I don't know if this man that went on that flight to the moon has hatred or not. I don't know him. But I'm just saying, my country is gone. And so finally, we have the great white hope who is putting America first in spite of all the opposition from everywhere. He's like, no, I'm putting my country first. I don't care about what critics think or say. Did you hear that Iran, according to the report, is Iranians are encouraging children to be used as human shield? Isn't that amazing? They put the children in front of the bombing. Where's the love in that? CBS News. The Iranian regime called Tuesday on young people to form a human chain around the country power plant, which President Trump has threatened to destroy if no deal is reached to reopen the strait by his deadline this evening. So I wonder if it's this evening in Iran already, or is Iran ready for this evening in America? If I were Iran, I wouldn't take that risk. They're telling, according to CBS reporting, they're telling the children to get in the way. Go out and stand in front of the power plants in case the president of the United States blow them up. You die for the power plants. And so we can tell the world Trump killed children. But we're not going to tell the world we put them out there in front of the plants. Amazing, huh? The Israeli military has issued warning to Iran citizens near railway lines. Watch this from WTKR.
Some leaders in Iran this morning are calling for citizens to form human chains around power plants to try and deter the president. Iran's president claims at least one in every six people in the country are prepared to sacrifice themselves. There's also a new message from the Israeli military on Iranian citizens. It reads, your presence on trains and near railway lines endangers your life, signaling Israel is threatening and or preparing to strike key infrastructure in Iran.
Amazing. What a mess. And the beat goes on. If that's true for the government of Iran to do that, it's pure evil. It's about self. Human beings do not love one another. That's why you have wars and everything going on. There's no love. And it's the same war that going on inside your imagination, your mind. It's the same war that's going on between family members, husbands and wives, and children. It's the same war that's going on between our government and our government. It's the same war that's going on all over the world because it's evil. Human beings do not have love. They only have hate. That's why they attack one another. That's why they look for people that they can hurt, or at least definitely try to hurt, to get a thrill, because they're evil. And those people will never enter into peace within because they have no love. The kingdom of heaven is about love. Christ made that clear. If you want to enter into perfect peace, you got to enter into perfect love. You got to love what's right first and foremost. More than you do your children, your own self. But when you love what's right first, you're going to love yourself. And then you're going to love everybody around you, even your enemies, because you will know what's driving them, and you won't judge. But there's no love. There's only hate. Few men and women are waking up to love. They are returning to love. They are returning to love. Amazing, huh? 888-777-5773. Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Lori says, biblical question answer.
Do you know how to behave under pressure?
Yes, I know how to behave under pressure, by absolutely never, ever do what the thoughts tell me to do. Then wisdom can take over. Every time I believe thoughts, situations get worse.
Amazing. Thank you for responding to the biblical question. I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Ryan, a little late to the conversation, but I totally agree with Jesse about AI. It's a human creation. And like how we can't surpass our creator, AI won't be able to surpass its creators. It will always be bound by human limitations.
It's interesting, too, about the AI thing. People who are into the AI act like they don't know that AI is being computerized by another human being. They act like AI has its own mind. A machine has its own mind. That is insane, but okay. Thank you.
Mike Young, hey, Jesse, it's been a while, but I want to make 2 points about the midterms. First, it wouldn't matter who wins because there's so much filibuster, and it's not even funny, and because most of Congress have Trump derangement syndrome. Secondly, if the Great White Hope, and yes, Jesse, I'm convinced of the term, but if he loses both houses, then the result is that because of Trump derangement syndrome by brainwashed voters, both Democrat and Republican, because it's not like they love the Democrats because they want to hate Trump. What do you think, Jesse?
I think that's amazing. Thank you, Mike.
A generous 13 coffees. Hey, Jesse, says someone. Wanted to say thanks for church. I am now working 12-hour days, 6 days a week, painting fences barefoot. John from Houston.
Amazing, John. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
And shout out to yesterday's D-Live crew. Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1, Misty, Wolf336, Cactus Eater Bear, Electro78, Army Ann, Groovy Monkey, and the rest of the reporters on the D-Live crew. And rest in peace to the D-Live platform. They are going out of business. They are closing their shutters down.
D-Live?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yep.
May your soul rest in peace.
And Cozy.tv has also shut down. It is now, it redirects you to Jesse Lee Peterson on Rumble.
Cozy's not in existence?
That's right.
Well, Christ is king?
Christ is still king on Nick Fuentes' platform. He has AmericaFirst.plus.
Yeah.
But we're not on there.
Cozy is gone?
Cozy is no more.
It doesn't exist anymore?
Right.
Wow.
Shout out.
Shout out to Cozy and D-Live.
But if you type in cozy.tv/JLP, it'll redirect you to rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson/live.
Right on. Thank you, Cozy.
Nice.
A quick break, and thank you for your support, super chats, and all that. I got to take a break. Back in a moment to your calls. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hoop and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, welcome back. Like the video. Hit the like button. Like the video. And the Haik report is coming up at 9 a.m. He white at 9 a.m. The Haik report.com from 9 to 11. And after the Haik report, the American anchor, baby. Energy given to him by God. Just energy all over the place. What the? From 11, right after the Haik report, from 11 to 1 p.m. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. The American Anchor Baby. And don't forget, the spring sale is here. Get 30% off all merch. Our merch is on sale this whole April. What the? Except the books and the coffees. But everything else is 30% off. So use the code JOP30. At the checkout there. Amazing stuff, too. The books are amazing. The T-shirts and mugs. And when she cries, she lies. Tom like a mug. Amazing stuff. Hoodies and just everything. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Or rebuildingtheman.com/stores. Rebuildingtheman.com/stores. Let me go to the busy phones. Sean is a first-time caller out of the Midwest. Sean, you are on the air.
Oh, what's up, Jesse? How you doing, man?
All is well, Sean.
That's what's up. Yeah, I've been watching the show for a while, man.
Are you on the speaker, really like Sean?
What's up?
Are you on the speaker or Bluetooth or something?
I'm on the speaker because my phone's far, so I hope you can hear it.
It's going in and out, and it's kind of ramble.
Is it any better now?
Are you able to... So your phone's not working?
My phone is kind of...
Hold on, Sean. Dear, talk to Sean and see if you can get him to stay closer to the... and let me know and I'll come back to him. Joshua, a first time call out of Texas. Joshua, you are on the air.
Amazing. It's a pleasure to speak with you, sir.
Thank you, Joshua.
Yeah. So I've been listening to your show for a while now. I found you not through your channel, but through a different gentleman who posted clips, some clips. And I was shocked at first. I was like, what is this man talking about? But when I considered what you were saying, it just made sense. it just made sense. And a lot of what you said, I had already experienced. And so I found your channel, and it's been amazing. It's been an amazing journey so far. This is my first time calling in, and I had one, my question is predominantly about the silent prayer.
Okay.
So I noticed that when I do the silent prayer in the morning, I'm typically fine. But usually when I do it at night, I end up sleeping off, even if I'm sitting down. Even if I'm in a seated position, sitting up straight, I just seem to just sleep off. And I don't let it bother me, but I wanted to ask you if that's something that that is to be expected.
Yes, because what's happening, okay, now you're finally slowing down in life. And not give it to all the stress that you've taken on before you start working on yourself. And so now that you're slowing down, all that stress is catching up and it's being taken away from you. And so if that should happen, you do the silent prayer as long as you can sit there. And if you do, if you fall asleep, just get up and go to bed, go to sleep. Eventually, if you stay with it, you will not fall asleep, because you will overcome stress, and the stress that's happening outside of you will not affect you within at all, and you'll be fine.
I see. Okay, so it ends at a certain point. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. It's just that you're overcoming the stress. You've been taking it on, not understanding what you were doing before now, so you'll be fine.
Okay. Go ahead.
And I do want to encourage you, do the silent prayer morning and night. And during the day, practice keeping your mind where your body is, meaning know where you are and what you're doing at all time. Because you could be having breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and your mind will be somewhere else. Bring your mind back to be aware of where you are. Practice that as well, and it just get easier and easier and easier.
Okay. I kind of wish I found you earlier. Around 2020, I would say, it started a few years before 2020. I kind of looked at myself and I saw where I was and who I was, and I felt like it was so different from who I was as a child. And I just remember a phone conversation I had with my older sister, and I told her, I said, I need to get back to who I was as a kid. Like, I just felt this urge to kind of get back to who I originally was.
Yeah.
And so everything you said is just like, my life basically reflects everything that you said. We grew up kind of I felt like my dad didn't care about me. I felt like he was too harsh. I felt like he, and this was based on what we were being told.
Yeah. So
literally all of us were turned against my father. And the funny thing is he was a disciplinarian, so he was strict. But when I look back, I can see that he showed love in the way that he was able to.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And I could see different things that he did that showed me that he cared about my well-being, but I couldn't see it growing up because of, the indoctrination and everything.
Right.
But around that time that I decided to, that I felt like I needed to return to who I was as a child, I just wanted, no one in my family was talking to my dad. Nobody was. And I just decided one day to just pick up the phone and give him a call. And I was so surprised at how accommodating he was. He was paying attention to my questions. He answered every single one of them. He has an amazing memory. So he answered every single question. He never dodged a question.
Yeah.
And I realized that I didn't even know my dad. And so I started to talk to him more and more, and my family was looking at me like, what's wrong with this one? He's the only one, I was the only one who was talking to my dad at the time. And even till now, for the most part,
But to cut a long story short, everything you said was true because I started to see certain things. I started to see that he wasn't the enemy.
Yep.
And then I started to notice certain things with my mom, and I was like, there seems to be a lot of anger. There seems to be a lot of anger here. There seems to be a lot of, I'll call it jealousy or envy here.
Yeah.
There seems to be a lot of control. And then whenever I refuse to fit that mold, there would be a lot of retaliation. And I was like, I thought she was gentle. I thought she was kind. But it seemed like when she didn't get her way, there's a different side of her that I would see.
Yep.
So it was, yeah.
Every mother on the planet, it doesn't matter the race or the finance situation or anything, every mother on the planet turned the children away from the fathers. And as a result of turning them away from their earthly father, they turned them away from God. And that's why salvation is about a return to the Father. It's not anything but that. And
you're right.
But you got to have you forgiven your mother. You got to forgive her.
I have.
You told her?
Yes, I told her. Yes.
And what did you say to her?
Well, I've done it. I want to say on a few. I didn't do it in the way that you prescribed, in the sense that it wasn't just one conversation. It was multiple conversations because I hadn't found you. That's why I said I wish I found you earlier, but I basically made it clear that I see what's going on, and I noticed that whenever I would be straightforward with her, whenever I would say the truth as I see things, she would kind of pull back and she would feel maybe some shame, maybe some embarrassment, and I would let her know, like, I understand that you couldn't help yourself. I understand that you couldn't help yourself. When, like, the way I understood it was with me, I saw that there was grace from God toward me, even though I had done certain things and, you know, made a lot of mistakes. And so I felt like I needed to pay that forward. And so I told her, I said, I'm not mad at you. I'm not holding anything against you. I'm not going to play this game anymore. And we can just move forward from here.
And did you tell her you forgive her for turning you away from your father like that?
I never said that to her, but I have forgiven her. And the way it happened is over the course of, like, multiple conversations. I would say things like, you know, I thought he was the enemy. He's not. Like, I would tell her about certain conversations that I've had with my dad. And I would say, well, he cared. Like, he literally, okay, so we lived in different countries growing up. And
are you black?
The organization. Yes, I am. Yes,
he black.
Yeah, he's black.
But why weren't you straight up with her? Because it doesn't take a lot of conversation. You're not supposed to try to convince anyone that they're wrong or right. Okay. Forgiveness is about, now that you're realizing what went on, and forgiveness is, I've been resenting my mother because she has turned me away from my father. She imposed her will. I'm wrong for judging her because I know she couldn't help herself. Her mother did it to her.
Yes.
And when you go to her, you say, hey, I've been resenting you. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. I'm sorry for judging you. And don't ask for forgiveness. Don't tiptoe around it. And God will forgive you.
Okay.
Because human beings don't forgive. Only God forgive when we admit that we are wrong for being angry, for judging.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I haven't done it the way you said, but you know what? I see that what you're saying is correct. And so I guess I'm going to do it the way you prescribe.
Because you're trying to forgive, but you also don't want to hurt her feelings. Don't want to make her mad. Don't want to do any of that.
Not at all. Like, I would literally stand my ground and disagree when she, like, I would disagree with the things that she would say, and I would point out how that's not true.
Right on.
So she understands, like, she can see that I'm not that guy anymore. And sometimes she comes to me for advice now on how to deal with certain things and people, and I give that advice.
Well, if you realize that you have forgiven her, you could be done with it. You don't need to go back and do anything else. And you deal with her the way you would deal with anyone. You would deal with her without anger now, and not as a little child with a mother. You know what I mean?
Yes, our relationship changed completely.
Right on.
Completely changed. And so I talk to her now, still with respect, but it's not the way it was before. And I can see that she's noticed a change, and I can see that she kind of respects where I'm standing from now.
Okay.
Because I tell her the truth. I don't agree with what's not true, but I do it in a way where, like, I'm not mad. But I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to accept what you're saying because it's wrong. This is what's right.
Right on.
So that's kind of how our relationship is now. And then even with my dad, like I told him, I said, you know, it's sad that all these years I felt this way about you, but I can see that you're a completely different person.
Right on.
You know, and I appreciate you and everything that you did. You know, he's in a different country right now. But we talk pretty often.
Right on.
And, still the rest of the family still hasn't come around. But my older brother, actually, he when he was ready, he gave me a call and he started to say things like, you know, he started to talk about my dad, and I can see it was coming from a place where he did want to reconnect, because that's how I felt when I wanted to reconnect. And so I told him, dude, just give him a call, man. Like, you know what I mean?
Right on.
And he would say, oh, but he did this and he did that. But I'm like, what have you done? You know what I mean? Just to get him to kind of think a little bit.
Yes.
You know, that no one is to blame. Yeah. And guess what? He called him. You know, he called him and they kind of reconnected. And I was glad about that, because he made that decision himself when he saw that, you know, he needed to, when he saw that it was the right thing to do.
Right on. Every boy, every girl, every adult, male or female, is yearning for the father. That's what the problem is. It's not for material things. It's not for anything but a return to the father. And once they do that, life starts to flow. And every human being, everyone who born of the flesh, must be born of the spirit if they want to be free. And fathers love their children. It's just that the mothers make the children think that the fathers don't love them. And then she starts seeing the father the way the mother see him.
Yes.
And that's where the divide is.
Yes, absolutely.
What a mess.
What a mess. But it's so liberating to not be under that control anymore.
Sure.
And to be able to say, to be able to speak up, like you say, but without any resentment.
Yes.
It's liberating. You know, it's just extremely liberating. And again, I just wish I found you earlier, because when I first, so there was a time that I cried out, you know, I cried out to God because I didn't know what was going on with my life. And I was like, I need your help. I'm like, I need your help, man.
Right.
And
on.
Then a few things started to happen. And this was after I'd forgiven my dad. This was after I'd forgiven my mom. And I didn't want to be like a couch potato in someone's house. And financially, I wasn't doing too good. So I was like sleeping in a car and stuff. But I was working every day, going to the gym to shower and all that. And one night I was like, this just isn't right. Like, my life isn't meant to be like this, you know. And I kind of cried out and I was like, I just want to be on the right path. And then certain things kind of started to happen one after the other.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. It was amazing. And I couldn't plan it. And one day I was at the gym. I got a call from a former employer. He asked if I can come back and help with sales at the company. He offered me more money. He offered me benefits. He offered me commission on every job. And every job I would go to, like, it was just smooth. I was just natural. And, you know, like, things really started to turn around. But I went to a regular church and, you know, the hooping and hollering. And I'm not going to lie. I kind of got into the tongues thing, but
into the what?
Into like speaking in tongues.
What? I know what you mean. I went through that mess. But I want you to know, it's men and women like you that Christ came, and it's the lonely at heart that will cry out to God, not the rich one, not the one that think they're better, but the ones that are lonely at heart. They will cry out to God, and God would answer them, and he would set them free. So you're on the right track. All you got to do now that your heart is changed from anger to love, which is of God, instead of Satan, the anger is of Satan. Do all you got to do now, go with your natural life, physical life, and practice staying present. Practice staying away from the imagination. No more relationship with thoughts. And I guarantee you, Josh, your life, you haven't seen anything yet. It's going to change in ways that you can't even imagine. The mind cannot conceive, nor can it understand the things that are in store for you. It's going to be amazing.
Amazing.
And if the whole world turned against you, your family, your friends, your wife, your whatever, you just let them go. Don't try to hold on to them. Don't convince them of anything. You got to travel this journey alone. You cannot take anyone with you.
Absolutely. It was alone that I had my first experience, you know, with God, sitting quietly in my vehicle. And it's always been alone that I experienced him. I experienced him the most. So absolutely right on point. Thanks for all the advice. It's been amazing talking to you. If I could just say one more thing, I know there's this huge debate about is Jesus God or what, like who is he? What is what's going on? There's scripture that actually says that he's the first of many brethren.
Yes.
Meaning, like, we're siblings. You know, that's kind of clear.
I rest my
case. I don't know. So just putting that out there. Thanks so much, Jesse and team, Hake, everybody. You guys are amazing. And it's been a pleasure talking to you guys.
You too, man. And you stay with it. All right. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy.
All right, take care.
All right. Amazing. 888-77. Let me try Sean again, the first time caller. Sean, let's try it again.
Can you hear me now, Jesse?
I can, but stay right to the phone.
Okay, I'll stay right by the phone.
Okay.
How you doing, brother?
All is well.
That's good, man. Yeah, I've been watching your show for a while, mostly like your appearances on other people's shows, you know, that try to set you up, and you you kind of serve them, and I think that is funny as all heck, and that kind of made me, I don't know, I got turned on the show by one of the moderators, you know?
Yes.
And I started following, I kind of got like red-pilled in 2020, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And then as the more I unravel the truth, the more I like start getting into Christianity, and that's the newest chapter that I'm really trying to delve into, because I realize no matter how messed up the world is, like, I can only control myself.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I need to find the answers, and that's why I'm calling in, brother. I know I can think of kind of like a
Sean. Hey, Sean, hold on for me. Yeah. I got to take a break. And when I come back, I'm coming straight to you. Hold on. Hate news, not the fake news, 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment.
Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. And get Punchy's coffee.
some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? Rest in peace to D-Live. Well, I'm saying rest in peace, but you can still chat there, but the functions are closing down. So D-Livers, head on over to pill.net and or punchy.tv and or rumble.com/JCLeePeterson and or youtube.com/@JLPTalk. If you want to be a normie, shout out to the normies on the YouTube and even Rumble crews. Shout out. And nice. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, the 7th of April, AD 2026. The lines are full. You can call in every so often, young or old, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the second and or third hours of the upcoming rest of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. We will get to more of your super chats and more great stories, I do believe. But it is hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network is not what I'm going to be reading today. Or maybe I will. We'll see what happens. But ground news reports, the Artemis 2 crew, you know, that airplane to the moon that JLP was talking about, or a spaceship, whatever you call it. Those crew came back into contact after a planned 40-minute blackout when they were back behind the moon. They went to the other side of the moon. You know, the moon spins, but it's tidally locked, meaning it we always see the same face of it. It does a full 360 rotation the same time that it does a full orbit around the moon, around the Earth. Cool, huh? Kind of. So they went to the far side of the moon and came back, and they're on their way back now. The Orion is their spaceship or airplane. Nice. Actually, it's past the air. It's above the air. So, nice. Congratulations. Anyway, Trump says that the U.S. will go after the leaker of the info on the downed pilot in Iran. There was a risky rescue of the U.S. crew downed in Iran. You know, the two-man crew. Downed in Iran, they relied on dozens of aircraft and subterfuge. According to our greatest President Trump, on Monday, President Trump threatened to jail so-called journalists who reported that a second airman remained missing after an F-15E fighter jet was shot down in Iran, demanding they reveal their sources or face persecution. After that Friday crash, they kept the second airman's status, the administration did, secret, but reports of his disappearance emerged, and Trump claimed this disclosure alerted Iranian forces and endangered the high-risk rescue operation, not to mention the man who was hiding from the Iranians. And so it was a risky rescue operation. And so congratulations on a successful mission. CIA Director John Ratcliffe said the agency used exquisite technologies that no other intelligence service possesses to locate the aviator. Trump described him monitoring a camera feed for 45 minutes before confirming, "We have him." Pardon me. Nice. Protected by an air armada of drones and strike aircraft, rescuers moved in on Sunday to extract the officer using three lighter, faster aircraft after cargo planes proved too heavy to depart. So, very nice information. Glad he's safe and sound, I guess. Iran has rejected their latest ceasefire proposal, or Trump's latest ceasefire proposal, wanting a permanent end to the war. You know, there were some people who wanted a 45-day thing. I guess that wasn't Trump. But Revolver in New York Times says Iran has offered a 10-point proposal to end the war and a $2 million fee per ship passing through the Strait of Hormuz. $2 million? Greedy. Crazy. And Trump has floated, meanwhile, charging his own tolls for ships crossing the Strait of Hormuz. Very nice. That would be better. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. It's a comotelli-voo. Do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you know how to behave under pressure? That's amazing video. Amazing! We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, you just got to, because we are on Monday through Friday from 6 to 9, and heard around the world by everybody and their mama. So different time zone, different folks. So people got to move about. You can podcast if you can't sit and listen, but still can listen as it is happening on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Let the dogs out.
Amazing. Hassan Dog. What the? I want to go back to Sean. And Sean is on a speakerphone because his phone is not working properly. And so we're going to try to deal with it. Normally we're going to take speaker calls because you can't really hear them well. But Sean is a first-time caller out of Midwest. And so, Sean, you had a question for me?
Yeah, check. Test 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, stay right there. I can hear you clearly.
Okay, thank you, Jesse. Okay, yeah, I got a question for you. I don't know. I got a lot of questions, basically. Like I said, I'm getting into Christianity after I got red-pilled, you know, along the way and stuff. Like, just, I've been, like, unraveling the layers of truth like it's an onion. It makes me cry each layer, you know. Christianity is the saving grace, though. in my opinion, Christ is the saving grace. And I'm trying to find how to get in a better conscious contact with the Lord so that I can basically clear my thoughts and be free and not be so obstructed by anger and addictions and all sorts of stuff. I've struggled on and off with addiction for a while too, like had 4.5 years sober for a while, and then I was out for a few years, and now I've been mostly doing well. Every now and then I a little hallucinogens or something, but whatever.
How old are you now?
41, sir.
41. Okay. And your question for me is what?
How do I get free of the bondage of anger, addiction, and the daily insanities, man? I feel like a prisoner in my own head. Yeah. I got demons attacking me, and externally mostly, but also a little internally sometimes, you know?
Yeah, they all internally. What you have to do is you admitted that you're angry. Now you got to forgive your mother so that God mm-hmm. can forgive you. And then you do the silent prayer, stay present, and everything else will work out. It'll be done for you. God will set you free, but you got to, now that you can admit that you are angry, that's the beginning. Forgive your mother, and the rest is easy. Have you forgiven your mother yet?
No, honestly.
And why not? Have you heard me say forgive your mother?
I have. I'm kind of ADHD and got a lot going on, brother. I'm going to do that today, though.
What is separating you from God is the anger, the judgment, playing God, right? But what set you up was your mother. She did that to you by imposing her will on you, turning you away from your father, either to mothery and whatever, and now you resent her. But now that you understand you can't help yourself, it'll help you understand your mother couldn't help herself. Her mother screwed her up. Go and, hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. And then forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. He couldn't help himself. He married or made a baby with his mama. He is attracted to what he hates. And due to silent prayer, Shai, God will give you a clear mind and a new nature. You'll be fine.
That's what's up, man. If you got a little moment, I just want to share with you.
Your mother to forgive you. You apologize for resenting her, and God will forgive you. You'll be fine.
No, I know. I worked the 12 steps in the program, you know, and like there's a 8th and 9th step of amends and everything like that. I'm not there quite yet. I got to get that proper before I go make my amends, but I don't expect any apologies on my parents' part either way.
Right.
Man, I'll be honest with you. I love my parents. I don't think I have resentment at either right now. I kind of feel
But you
bad
don't
for
love them,
them.
If you love them, you would go and forgive them.
I will forgive them.
Yeah, but
I do love them. Loving them means forgiving them, I'll do that. Just directly, verbally, if that's what it means, you know.
Yeah, face them and forgive them, and have no expectation. If they say, "I'm sorry, son, I was wrong," that's nice. If they don't, that's nice. You forgive them, and God will forgive you.
Yeah, forgiveness. It's about all the stuff in my head. You're right.
Yeah.
No, it's for me, really. Yeah.
And all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. So do the silent prayer so that God can separate you from the thoughts, from the imagination. And if you just watch those thoughts and don't call them you and don't react to them at all, they all will be taken away from you, because those are demons that made a home in your imagination and emotions. But the demons have to leave your body if you stay present. Just be aware of them, but don't call them you. They will be take. They have to leave and go make a home in somebody else's body.
Amen. Yeah. So you mean like kind of like visualize myself without any impediments while I'm praying and everything?
No, don't visualize anything. Just be aware of those thoughts that are trying to make you think about the past, trying to make you think about the future, trying to make you judge yourself or judge others. Be aware that they're doing that, but don't do it. Don't call you. You can say things like, I see those thoughts, but that's not me. I feel the pain in my body, but I'm not the pain and not my body. You can say that for a while so that you can stop identifying with them. But after a while, you won't even have to say that because you come to know that something else made a home in your mind and it wasn't you, and you'll be fine.
Thank you, Jesse. One more thing, if you don't mind, I heard worship means like one person I heard talking was saying how what we worship is what we devote our thoughts to, like I have been devoting a lot to the future and the past, therefore the self, and that's not the right way to go. I need to stay in the present.
There is no past. There is no future. There is only right now. That's all that exists. Everything else is an illusion. And that's what the devil wants you to believe. He wants you to believe that there is a past and that you have a future. But reality says there is only right now. The kingdom of heaven is right here, right now, all the time. But the devil wants to take you away from the present where God and life is and make you follow him by believing that you do have a past or a future. That's why you have to practice staying present.
Do you believe that Christ stole the keys from the gatekeeper in hell and set free all the non-demons who didn't sell their soul and all that, and basically, the door's open. We just got to see it and leave.
Forget about all that and just know that Christ, God sent his son, and his son conquered death. There's no more dying. There's only one death, and that's the ego death, the not you death, and that Satan no longer have any power or control at all, and that's why he's always trying to keep you in the illusion of the past. He wants you to think that he has power, but he doesn't. But Christ has done it, and you are free. And you're going to find that out when you go and forgive and stop believing thoughts.
Amen. The devil is a liar.
That's right. And he lied through you, to you, through your thoughts, through the imagination.
He's a little trickster.
And so do the silent, you know about the silent prayer?
I've heard it before. I need to study up on it.
Go to rebuild.
I've heard about it. Tell me about it.
Well, start doing it so that you can slow down. The spirit of truth will slow you down and it will catch up with you and separate you from those thoughts so that you would know that those thoughts are not your own. And you will be able to follow the truth. You'll be present. So do the silent prayer. It tells you how to do it and everything. God said to be still and know him. Be still and know him. And so that's what you got to do. So do the silent prayer at rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer.
Amen, brother. Thank you.
And let me know how it goes.
I'll do that. This is my first time calling, but I'll check in with you, bro.
All right. I wish you well.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. 888-773-773-888-77-Jesse. I want to give you one quick example of what anger can do for you and will do. You may not be doing this, but if you have fear, same spirit. If you have doubt, it's the same spirit. If you're jealous and envious, a revengeful, say spirit. If you have anger or resentment, it's the same thing. It control you. If you think you have a past or a future, the same spirit. Anger is evil. And you have been lied to by evil people telling you that Jesus was angry and that anger is just an emotion and that you need anger to protect yourself or for any reason. You've been lied to. Anyone. It doesn't matter, male or female, rich or poor, whatever color you are or whatever color you want to be, anyone that has anger is evil. And never trust an angry person. Do not trust an angry person. I guarantee you, and without a doubt, they will turn on you. They can't help it. And it's not them, but it's the evil spirit in there. Why do you think human beings are so evil? Look how nasty human beings are and wicked. It's worse than what I'm saying because there's no love in anger. There's no love, zero love and resentment. It doesn't matter if you think you have a little anger or big anger. It's all the same. Evil is evil. Evil is evil. And that evil is inside of you. It's outside of you too, inside of others. But whatever others are doing, it has nothing to do with you. Your thoughts about you and the world is inside of you. It's in you. WBRZ. A woman was arrested for allegedly pressuring her boyfriend into killing the father of her children. Watch this.
This picture of victim Anthony Wesley Jr. shows his love of family.
He was a great guy. Like I said, everyone loved him. It was nothing. It's not too much bad to say because you know how you say, you pray for a certain type of man and you finally get it. That's what it was.
East Baton Rouge Sheriff investigators arrested Riddick Franklin for shooting Wesley in the back on March 29th at the Jefferson Lakes Apartments. Then documents say Franklin stood over Wesley and fired several more times. For Harris, she says she'll never forget witnessing that scene. Investigators now allege that the shooter, Franklin, was romantically involved with Hope Jackson, the mother of victim Wesley's children, who they've now charged with second-degree murder as well. Court records show Wesley and Jackson were in the middle of a custody dispute. As part of that dispute, court was scheduled for next month. According to the affidavit now charging Jackson with second-degree murder, Jackson told Franklin multiple times she wanted Wesley killed because of a dispute involving child support. The affidavit alleges Jackson told Franklin, quote, "I want him OV." Authorities say OV is street slang for eliminating or killing someone.
Amazing, huh? And you see that story, you're like, oh, my God, how awful that is. That's terrible. I would never do anything like that. How can she do that? Whenever you judge, you're doing it too. And not only will you judge, you're judging God and his son. You're killing. You may not go out and physically kill someone or have someone killed, but whenever you judge or get angry at, you're a murderer. Whenever you, in your own imagination, judge yourself or anyone else, you're a murderer. You're killing. Isn't that amazing? It's the same thing. The same spirit, if this story is true, and allegedly, if it's true, it's the same spirit that told her to do that to the boyfriend, ex, and then convinced that guy to do it for her. It's the same. It's no different. It's just that one physically did it, but you're spiritually doing it. You're no better. Evil is evil. Sin is sin. And the sin is of the heart. It's not of the vices. It's of the heart. You get the heart right by forgiving, everything else will change too. the Father will give you a new nature, and everything else will change as well. Salvation is of the heart, and the heart is wicked. The Bible tells you that the heart is wicked in what you can even imagine, and that is so true. When mothers turn children away from their fathers, isn't it true that they're doing it because the mother is evil? And she will destroy the children to hurt the father. She would take his money under the pretense it's for the children, when it's really to get her own personal needs met. Even though he's already paying child support. That's wickedness. It's the same murder. It's no different than this woman and this man, according to this story, killing this man. It's the same thing. The girlfriend of the murdered father says he didn't have to lose his life. He didn't have to lose his life. Why is this?
It's shocking because, you know, these are your kids' father. And why would you want to put the kids through that?
Harris mourns not only Wesley's death, but that this dispute escalated to such violence.
And Anthony could have talked it over and maybe, you know, came to a conclusion or whatever it was that they had going on with the kids. Like, it didn't have to come to this. He didn't have to lose his life.
In addition to second-degree murder, the accused gunman, Franklin, faces charges of illegal use of a firearm, possession of a firearm, and obstruction of justice. Hope Jackson was booked in jail facing second-degree murder charges.
Amazing, huh? And you know what else is so interesting that it blows my mind? Didn't I blow your mind this time? Didn't I? If you judge the woman that's been accused of asking this man to kill her ex, you know better than what they have done. You know better. You're killing too, because you're judging them. Because you don't understand what's going on inside of you, and you don't understand, as a result, you don't understand the same spirit that's driving you to judge them. That doesn't mean you agree with it. That's why in life you're not supposed to agree nor disagree. Don't take a side. Don't be for or against. Because what you don't understand is that the same spirit that caused those people to carry out this alleged act, it's the same spirit that causes you to judge them. And now you think you're better because you didn't kill anyone, but you are because you're judging the killer. You don't understand it wasn't them. It was the evil that made a home in them. Every human being is possessed with evil until they start to overcome. And until they overcome, you are possessed. It's not you. Something else made a home in you. All of us. But only a few will look within and go, "What the? Let me work on me." Only a few, only a handful. Because most people love their hell. They love the hell that it inflicts upon themselves, and they love inflicting hell on you. They roam the earth to see who they can get a thrill from by inflicting misery on you. But if you overcome the world inside of you by forgiving, you're going to overcome the world outside and no one can touch you. Doesn't mean they're not going to try because human beings are evil, but you will pray for your enemy. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that it's all in the Word. I'm not just telling you, making up stuff here. Look at yourself. You'll see what I'm talking about. The world gone crazy. Human beings are gone crazy. Let me go to first-time caller out of Texas. Eddie Moe, I believe. Eddie Moe.
How you doing, Jesse?
All right. Yes. Your fire alarm is on.
Oh, no, I'm driving. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I was talking to
Animo, speak right into your phone so we can hear you clearly.
Take exit 429A.
Okay. You love Donald Trump, right?
Do I love Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You agree with a lot of stuff that he does?
Yes.
Why do you compare him to Christ, though?
Because
at the next light, turn left.
Because I can't turn left at the next light. Because Trump loved America. He loved people. He's putting his life out there on the line in spite of all the oppositions that come against him. He's standing for America and for the people of America. And so I appreciate him. I don't agree with him with everything he does, but that I see that he's doing for the country, I do agree with that.
What's all this mess about what manner of man is and when to see obeys him and all that? You know, that's you really like
800 feet.
I was
getting
that's like a Christ. That was Christ. That's what they said to Christ. You know, when he was performing those miracles and stuff. So like
right.
What does Donald Trump have to deal with it?
You know how the world obeys Donald Trump right now? They are either they're afraid of him and they love him. They obey him. That's the same thing. That's the same thing with Christ. That
turn right onto Dragon Street.
Hold on a minute, Emma. Edmund, pull over to the side because your direction. If you can't right now, call me back, but your directions interfere with the call. Yeah, your lady's talking out loud. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Call back or pull over to the side right now. Let me go to Tessa and talk to Davey, you are
good morning.
Here. Hey, Davey.
Good morning. Hello.
Are you a first-time caller, Davey?
Actually, no. I called a bunch of times before, but the phone was always busy, so I had to hang up and call back again and again and again.
So this is your first time getting through?
First time getting through.
Okay, well, welcome. You're on the air.
Okay, I have a question. Where in the world did Abram find a signed copy of a Talmud in Ur of the Chaldees?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, let me ask you, what makes a synagogue of Satan Jew a Jew?
I have no idea what you're asking.
Talmud. T-A-L-M-U-D. Talmud. A Talmud makes a Jew a Jew. And that's it. Now, when was a Talmud written?
I have no idea.
500 A.D., that's 500 years after Jesus was murdered, they came up with a written copy of a Talmud out of Babylon.
And what does that have to do with your life?
Well, man, all my life I've heard about how these synagogue of Satan Jews are God's chosen people, but they're not God's chosen people. The children of Israel are, and they're not Jewish.
And how is that affecting your life?
Oh, man. You remember Waco?
Waco, Texas?
You remember when the Branch Davidians were mass murdered by a bunch of Jewish terrorists?
I don't know who did it, but I do remember the incident there. Do you
know? Well, they were murdered. They were mass murdered. That's called mass murder.
Dave, do you love the Jews?
Not the synagogue of Satan Jews, but the children of Israel never turned into being Jewish in the first place. That's the whole point of the story.
You don't love the synagogue Jews?
Do you love the synagogue of Satan?
Do you love the Talmud people?
Absolutely not. There's nowhere in there written, so you got to worship.
Thank you, buddy. I got to take a break. I'm sorry. I got to take a break. Back in a moment.
Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, we have the best counseling service on the planet. If you, family individual counseling. If you want or need counseling by phone, Skype, or walk-in, go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. For counseling, and be patient, because I am totally booked up, but sometimes people reschedule or can't make it. We'll put you in as soon as possible, all right? Be patient with the young lady that set up the counseling appointment. Don't be yelling at her. What the? And then I do shout-outs, personal shout-outs for you. Shout-out birthdays. Anniversaries, congratulations, encouragement, happy New Year, happy Easter, happy spring, happy everything. I will do a personal shout out for you. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. For those who want to be free, you got to drop the anger. Anyone that has resentment, anger, emotions are one with Satan. They're just a matter of fact and without a doubt. That's why you're miserable within. Because that is controlling you. It's a spiritual thing. It's not physical. And it's of the heart. Salvation, freedom is of the heart. Zach is the first time caller out of James, is that Zachary or is Zach a first time caller out of
Florida?
Derek can't hear me or something? Derek, you're not able to hear me? Zach, a first time caller out of Florida. Zach, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, thank you for what you do. I've been listening to you for about a couple months. I've been getting rid of my anger. The only time I have a little bit of anger now is getting less and less is when I'm driving in traffic and somebody cuts me off or something. Other than that, I've been gotten a lot better. Yeah, but yeah, I see every day that it's getting better.
Right on.
I do the silent prayer day and night, sometimes in between. I have a few questions, but first about the silent prayer. Sometimes I still have to listen to your silent prayer directions while I'm doing it, or my mind will tend to wander off and into thoughts. Is that okay?
Yeah, when that happens, just bring your mind back to your body. Be aware of yourself sitting there, or come back to your body. You're fine. Even if you have to do that 1,000 times a day for now, just bring your mind back to your body.
Okay. Well, since I've gotten rid of my anger, you said that people are going to try to bring you back. And my wife's asked for a divorce. She hasn't brought me any paperwork or anything. I told her that I don't really want a divorce, but I know that if she brings me paperwork, I'm not going to go to court or anything.
Right.
That'd be a waste of time and money.
Yeah.
Before I was definitely a beta. Sometimes I still get into some tendencies like that. Like recently they were gone over the weekend and I had asked my son who's 7, like, was anyone else there? Cause I know she's been seeing other people. And then she asked him if I asked him anything like that. And he said yes. And then she beat him up a little bit. I mean, like she gave him a whooping, I guess. I didn't really see it, but he's 7 years old. How do I protect my son? You know, you say the father's supposed to protect their son. How can I protect him? What am I supposed to do?
So she whooped him she asked him, did you ask her about her?
I asked him about, like, if anyone else was there, like, that was she, like, did another man come with him or something like that?
Right.
Which I shouldn't have done. I know that.
Yeah.
But then she whooped him for it. She's beating him to hurt me.
Well, unless it's about him, let's say she's mean to him, you can ask him, is she mean to you or how she treat you today and blah, blah, blah. But don't put him in that position because it's hard on him. If the father tried to get him to go against the mother or the mother try to get him to go against the father. So do not put him in that position anymore.
Yes, I realized that I was wrong doing that even before then. But, you know,
did you tell him that?
I haven't really talked to him since last night, but I'm going to.
Yeah, let him know, son, I was wrong for having you for asking you about that. I apologize. Yeah. So he'll know that you're on his side.
Yeah. But how else am I supposed to protect him from her? You know, as far as, like, even if I'm not there, it looks like I'm probably going to end up leaving or, you know, I have other things going on too. So
unfortunately, you're not going to be able to, because whether you're around or not, she's going to destroy him because of her resentment. Is she trying to stop you from having a relationship with him?
I don't know if she's done that in the past. My son's grandma, her mom, was, like, texting me all throughout the night last night, and I ended up telling her, like, that she was part of the reason why that her daughter's like this. I don't know the whole story about what happened, but she never knew her real father. My wife never knew her real father, really.
Yeah.
And her stepfather broke her leg when she was a child somehow.
Yeah.
Purposely.
Amazing.
And yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And then she somehow thinks of him like he's a good person.
You love what you hate.
Yep. You're right. You're right. You say that. Yep.
But right now, I don't worry about it. Just work on yourself, and you start to see if and how to deal, help your son out. But for right now, work on you and let the will of God be done.
And then one last thing, my parents are still together. They've been married 46 years. My dad was the one who really had anger, to be honest with you. I never really saw my mom angry, maybe a few times. She was always around. My dad was working and, you know, he took care of the household. We never had to want for anything, but, I know my dad's mom was, like, on prescription drugs and she ended up dying when he was young, and his real dad left when he was a young child. I've talked to my dad in the past. He said that he knows he wasn't the best dad, but I pretty much forgave him then and said that I know that he did what he could. But, like, I'm just kind of struggling on the fact, like, and I'm going to go see them here in the next couple of days and talk to them about everything. But I still want to make sure they know that I don't resent them, but I'm just kind of struggling on, like, could it have been just my dad that had anger, really? Or do you
No.
think?
Without a doubt, your mother is evil, pretended to be nice, because if your mother was, quote unquote, a good person, you would not have married a woman that just like your mother. You married a woman that you could not deal with it because you have not overcome your mother yet. So be honest with yourself about the things that you resented her for, you wish she had not died or wish she would stop doing, and just realize she couldn't help it, and forgive her as well so that God can forgive you and change your nature, your mindset from that of your mother to that of God.
Okay.
So was your mother perfect?
I mean, about the closest I've seen to anybody, I know. Really, I mean, she never really did anything. But
was she perfect?
You know, no.
And what was imperfect about her?
From really, the only things I remember is sometimes, like, she would listen to me when I was younger. I would want different clothes or something like that. The only time I ever saw my parents fight really was when she bought me more clothes than my dad wanted her to for school. And then he got upset about that.
Forgive her for that. And then are you able to be honest with her about herself?
Yes.
How you know you can?
I'm just in the frame of mind where I can be, where I'm just going to have to be.
Well, even with that little simple thing with the clothes thing, forgive her for going against your father on that. That's not love, and it wasn't right.
Yep. And I ended up leaving my parents when I was 16. And basically went to live with somebody who was like a family friend of ours. Like, we rode through motorcycles with, and then so, like, I know I rebelled from them at that time.
Yeah.
And then so that's when I, like, got away from my father. You know, even though we've since. We talk almost every day now, but there was a time when we didn't talk for probably like a year. So I think that's definitely, I got my anger from, I feel like, him and my, probably from my mom as well, but he definitely was.
Yeah, forgive your father as well. He couldn't help himself. He hadn't overcome his mother, so he had his mother's spirit, and that's what affected
him. I know he never overcame his mom. I don't know if he can. I hope so, but
he can if he want to. Anyone that wants to be free from their misery can be free. Yes. If they're not free, it's only because they don't want to be free. They love their hell. Mm. Are you doing the silent prayer yet?
Yes, every day and every night.
Sometimes
in between. Yep.
But just be aware of the little irritation that your mother would give you or how she treated your father, and forgive her for those things, and forgive your father. And I'm telling you, Zach, everything else will become clear to you. Mm-hmm. Because there's no such thing as a good mother. Yes, she may have done the best she could, and that's true, but there's no such thing as a good mother.
Yes.
Amazing. And so I wanted to ask, when your wife said she wanted to divorce, you said that I don't want to?
Pretty much, really. I don't really say anything to her about it. I just ignore what she's saying. But, you know, she keeps saying she wants a divorce or to do this and do that, but she never brings me any paper. I'm not going to go do it myself.
Right.
Should I? I mean, you know, I don't have time for that.
When she said she wanted a divorce, why didn't you just say, oh, okay, no problem?
I guess, like a lot of callers I've heard before, is like, we feel like we need to be there for our kid. And, like, that's really the thing that
But she's not going to let you be there for your son because she's going to destroy whatever you love.
You're right.
And that's why you should only love the truth more than anyone else or anything else. Love that first, and then love your enemy, your neighbors, and God will take care of you. But if your wife knows that you love your son, and she will destroy him because she knows he means everything to you.
Yes. And you know, like...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's fine. Go ahead, sir.
Why are you asking about your son, about if she's with someone or not?
That's something that's still, like, that
bother me a little bit. Like we just got married in October, but our son's 7 years old, so we've like had like we've had so much stuff in between, like we where we on again, off again. So
why were you asking your son if she's with someone or not?
At the you know, the thoughts told me that I wanted to know.
And why? And you realize that's the devil in you, the hell in you, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I try not to say anything, or I try to let it pass, but sometimes I still fall to the nature of it.
Yeah, don't give in to that. That's the devil. He want you miserable. He want you fighting. He wants you afraid. You should never love your wife or anyone in the way that when they leave, you feel anything about it. You shouldn't feel anything about anyone coming in and out of your life. They want to be in your life, fine. If they don't, fine. Your love come from above and not from anyone else, so you'll be fine either way, no matter what.
I believe that I've definitely come a long way in the past few months.
Yeah.
Basically, since February is when I started really doing the silent prayer.
And so by asking your son that kind of stuff, or even thinking about your wife being with someone else, mean that you're still attached to her, and you don't want to be attached to her or anyone at all. So let that go. Do not resist that temptation to ask about anything.
Yep.
And now that you know that she cheated on you, you know for sure she done that, right?
I mean, I know that she was my son and her mom went to like some boating thing with somebody, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. They were like, it went out on a boat, like some yacht trip or something like that.
Yeah. Are you guys separated?
No, we still live in the same place. So.
Really? And why are you still living with her? Why are you letting her stay with you?
I don't know why she hasn't left. She keeps threatening to leave and go back to her mom's, but I don't think her mom wants to let her back either. It's like her mom's trying to keep her there too. You know, I don't,
yeah.
You know. But, you know, I pay all the bills and everything. So I guess it's just easy for her.
All right. Well, just don't resent her. She can't help it. Yeah. She was already screwed up when you met her, and you were already screwed up when she met you. So two devils got together and fight, and now they're fighting.
Yep.
And so, but don't put your son in a position like that.
Yes.
And
I'm going to be going away on a contract work for 2 months at a time, starting in the next couple weeks. So I'll be gone for 8 weeks, and who knows what will happen then. But then I'll be back for 2 weeks, and then I'll be gone again for 8 weeks. For the next year. So
when your son, I see. When your son told you that she was with another guy and then she whooped him, why didn't you report her to the police for child abuse?
I don't really think it came to the point of child abuse, but I didn't see what happened either. I just heard it. You know, I didn't look. I was in my room and she was out there in the kitchen with him, but then, Her mom threatened to report it. Her mom called me about saying that she was going to report it. I said, do whatever you want to do, you know. But then that's when she started texting me about all types of other stuff, too.
And why didn't you report it?
I didn't see it, so I don't know what happened, you know, if I don't see anything.
But he told you that. What did he tell you?
He didn't tell me anything. She made him go to his room and then made him stay with her. But I think she just whooped him.
Oh.
With her.
So he didn't tell you that his mother whooped him?
No, but I heard her do it, and then he was crying afterwards.
So then you did see it then?
I heard it, but I didn't see it. I just saw him afterwards.
I know, but you heard her whooping him. You heard him cry. You were witness to that.
Yeah.
And then she made him go to his room, and he did nothing wrong. What else do you need?
I don't think that they would do anything about it. I was in law enforcement before as well, but you know, I just don't think it was to the point where they would do anything.
So you understand that because you were into law? I mean, you were law enforcement before?
Yeah, I think it would just cause more trouble, really. That they wouldn't do anything, and then it just caused more trouble.
So why did your mother want to report it or thinking of
it? She wasn't there. She was on the phone with her. It wasn't my mom. It was her mom. She was on the phone with her when she did it.
So why would her own mother want to report it if knowing that it was wrong?
You know, I mean, I'm not saying it's right, but I just don't think that it would be to the point where the police would do anything either.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, here's what I recommend because of time is that you stay under silent prayer, you watch, and do not resist the temptation of showing weakness or showing any form of desperation. If you want to leave, wish her well. Let her go. Because it sounds like you said that her stepfather, someone, broke her leg. It sounds like she's repeating what has happened to her. Because you do become like what you hate.
Yes.
But be aware of that, though, because you don't want her abusing your son like that.
Exactly. Nobody does that. Nobody wants that.
Right. Any other questions, Zach?
Let me see. I've been taking notes for a while that I've been wanting to ask you. I think that was about it. Just look, I do thank you for your time. I think that's going to be all for now, Jesse.
So you forgave your father, and mother, right?
I forgave my father for sure. I'm going to see my parents here coming up on Thursday, and I'm going to talk to them about it.
Oh,
again.
Okay. I remember. Okay.
And forgive both of them, but again, just to make certain that things are in order.
Right on. Amazing. Well, I wish you well, Zach. Call me again. Let me know how things are going.
All right, Jesse, thank you for your time, and just keep up the good work, my friend.
All right. And don't show that woman any weakness. Don't let her think, oh, you're going to be lost and lonely if she leaves. Let her go. If you want to go, bye. And if you feel anything about it, just realize you have made her your God, and that's why you feel anything about it at all. So learn
the
lesson.
I realized it.
I'm sorry?
I have realized that that's what I was doing in the past for sure, that yeah. I made everything about her, and she was always the first thing I worried about.
Yeah.
So she also has been asking about, me taking her off the lease that we're on. Should I do that, or should I just let her bring it to me? Because I said I'm not going to go there and talk to the people.
Let her go there and tell them she want off the lease, and then if she bring that to you, be happy to sign it and get her off the lease.
Or since I'm going to be the one going away and my son has his own room and stuff there, and I'll be okay without the place, should I just take myself off the lease maybe and let them keep the place? Because I don't need it. So.
But she's going to throw you out of your own place if you don't own it.
Yeah, but I've been on the street before, Jesse, and I'm not that I have to worry about that now. Trust me, I'll be fine. But I'm gonna be living at work for 2 months at a time. Then I'll be off for 2 weeks, so I can just get a place.
I wouldn't recommend Airbnb. You do that, but have a wait and see. And since you don't know sure what to do, have a wait and see. It'll be clear to you.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
If she brings it to me, then I'll do it. But I'm not gonna go do the work for her.
That's right. All right, buddy. I got to take a break.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. What the?
I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better. Because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
all kinds of mess going on in this whole here world. Quiet, said Trump to a failing New York Slimes reporter after the war crimes question, you know, because Trump is going to go after the bridges and the power stations in Iran. If Iran doesn't shape up, they're going to ship out. He said something like, they're going to get rid of civilization. There will be no civilization. They're going to get rid of a whole civilization. I chuckle, but it's not funny. Trump talking serious business. And other mess going on in this whole here world. Trump's Board of Peace is giving Hamas a deadline to agree to disarmament by the end of the week. And there is an armed section of Hamas who, understandably, of course, don't want to surrender their Second Amendment rights. Not that they have Second Amendment rights. They're not Americans. But crazy. And there's this French-Palestinian member of the European Parliament, MEP, who denounced judicial harassment. She faces something like 7 years in jail or prison. She has $1.1 million followers, not dollars, 1.1 million followers on Instagram. She's not that pretty, but she's 33-year-old. First French-Palestinian member of the European Parliament, and she was running her mouth quoting some guy, some maybe Palestinian terrorist or something. I don't know. And she faces trouble, charges of glorifying terrorism. What a mess. Trump is criticizing, meanwhile, in America, the so-called Supreme Court on birthright citizenship because they seem to be weak, except for our greatest, the one true justice, Clarence Thomas, and, of course, Samuel Alito, another solid guy. But Gorsuch, wow, wishy-washy, not sure about Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh is like the best guy that Trump picked, the top of the dung pile, because Trump only had bad people to pick from for the so-called Supreme Court. Of course, that ridiculous Amy Coney Barrett, Amy Barrett, I call her, they may not just rule justly on so-called birthright citizenship, nor on tariffs. So Trump is criticizing them for that. The Supreme Court, though, did pave the way for the dismissal of the contempt of Congress case for Steve Bannon. But he had to, he already served like 4 months in prison, and he pleaded quote-unquote guilty. Not that he was actually guilty, but as a plea deal, pleaded guilty of defrauding people who donated to his thing. He's a former Breitbart guy. He interviewed Jesse Lee Peterson years and years ago, probably about 10, 11 years ago. Steve Bannon did. He was in, I think, the Trump administration or close with Trump, something like that. But he was raising money for the border wall, and I don't know if it, what happened. We'll see what happens. But he may get his case dismissed. Just symbolic, I guess. It was persecution of Trump supporters, and it's been kind of ongoing. Speaking of persecution and the freedom of speech, DeSantis signed a Florida law to label groups as terrorists and to expel student supporters of these newly labeled terrorists. House Bill, I believe, HB 1471, opposed by PEN America, which is a fake freedom of press organization. I call them fake because they're not for the freedom of we the people, the new press. No, they're not. And they're liberal. And CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, is against it too, over the so-called freedom of speech. Not sure too much about that case. Mark Wayne Mullins was talking about sanctuary city airports. He was talking about withdrawing support for these airports that lie in sanctuary cities, such as JFK Airport. I forget where JFK is. Is that New York? Or I don't know. And LAX Airport, which could be trouble because those airports do get slammed. They're very busy, and they need all the help they can get. But I can sympathize with not wanting to support these so-called sanctuary cities and subsidize them. They maybe should fix their own stuff. There is some serious challenges in the fight against lawfare. And one of the people who is fighting against lawfare is this guy, according to Revolver News, called Ed Martin. So maybe look out for him, according to Revolver News, which does seem like a, you know, sort of a conservative source. Just a little FYI. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you know how to behave under pressure? That's amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just got to move around, you can podcast the show and still listen to it on your phone, no matter what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go and buy me on coffee.com/JLP talk. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. That's amazing. And it's also amazing that it's Tuesday. And Tuesday always remind me of the good old days when America was America and when country music was country music. Tuesday.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. 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 Did you hear that this so-called politician was shot dead, according to the story? And now her husband is being charged with murder. NBC has reported that Stephen Boner has been charged with murder of his wife, with the murder of his wife. Watch this from NBC News.
Tonight, a rising star in Florida politics is dead, and her husband charged with her murder. Stephen Bowen was arrested Wednesday after police say they found the body of his wife, Nancy, at their home. Nancy Bowen was the vice mayor of Coral Springs, Florida. After she missed city meetings, officers went to her home for a wellness check, according to the affidavit, which says her body was found wrapped in blankets along with three spent shotgun shells. That same day, Stephen Bowen knocked on an unidentified person's door, according to the affidavit, and asked that person to hold on to a shotgun for him. He then admitted that he shot his wife three times with a shotgun the previous night and then slept downstairs. Nearby, a pillow with burn marks fashioned as a makeshift silencer. Asked why, Stephen Bowen said that he couldn't take it anymore. Today, Bowen appearing before a judge who ordered him to be held without bond.
The court does find probable cause for the charges.
Tonight, Nancy Mateer Bowen is being remembered as a trailblazer. The 38-year-old was the first Black and Haitian American woman elected to the Coral Springs Commission.
She was always smiling, always smiling.
Amazing. Insane spirit. Anger is evil. And marriage life ain't easy. It's never good for a man to marry an educated woman if you want a family. I don't know what happened there. I don't know how true or false this story is, or whatever. But I do know it's never, a man should not marry an educated woman. Educated women do not mate. For good wives and good mothers. It ain't going to work. It never has worked, and it never will work. Isn't that amazing? This is from local news. According to a newly released arrest report, the husband of Coral Springs Vice Mayor Nancy had told his mother Tuesday. After that, he had a panic attack. He said he had a panic attack, and he was going to speak with his wife about it, according to the local news, Local 10. Anger is not good, folks. Anger is of your father, the devil. Little anger or big anger is both the same of your father, the devil. And anyone that has anger, Satan is your God. Whether you admit it or not, he is your God. And there's no peace in anger. There is only peace and the love that come from above, not just emotional love that come from anger. Emotional love and anger are the same. They're both imposters. They're both evil. First you love me, then you hate me. Then you love me, then you hate me. That's a game for a fool. Amazing, huh? If you think that's bad, and it is, WFLA has reported that a Florida man is accused of murdering, dismantling, and disposing of a man's body because he was a sex offender. Watch this from Fox 35.
Now on those human remains found inside suitcases in a very remote area of Palm Bay called the compound. Police now say they have a motive, a method, and a man in jail.
And Fox 35's Marie Ettinger is here with the latest details. Marie.
The man arrested in this case isn't just accused of murder. He's accused of targeting sex offenders, cutting up their bodies, and saving microscope slides with their DNA. People online are comparing this to the show Dexter. I talked with a forensic psychiatrist who said the same thing.
Lucas Jones had originally been brought in for disposing of human remains, but a new arrest warrant describes not just a horrible murder, but something allegedly targeted and planned, with evidence alleged to show future targets, too. His arrest report accuses him of printing out a list of convicted sex offenders who lived near him and picking Coley Lee Daniel. Police say Jones told his girlfriend he killed Daniel with a baseball bat, used a cleaver, saw, and knife to dismember him, placed the body parts in separate suitcases and bags, then hid them in the compound, but not before keeping a microscope slide with biological matter. I talked about that with a forensic psychiatrist not affiliated with this case.
Particularly with serial killers, you'll hear people keeping trophies or reminders of the crime. But I've actually never heard of someone keeping like a DNA slide. I've only seen that on Dexter.
Well, man. Can you, if this story is true and allegedly, can you imagine Satan saying, you know what? You are better than that man. That man is a sex offender. You are much better. Go kill him. Get a list of all the sex offenders that kill him. Isn't that amazing? And I guess Dexter is some guy in a movie. I'm told it's a TV show. What the? Satan talking to him? You're better, Satan says, if the story is true. Go and kill them. All angry people listen to the devil, and they call it themselves. That's me. That's my voice. I'm telling myself that. Isn't that amazing? And probably, I don't know. I didn't even know what the guy had done. And even if he did, it wasn't his business. Ain't nobody business if I do. If I decide to take the notion and jump out the ocean. Nobody business if I do. The devil's busy, folks, and I'm telling you this, I'm warning you. You must turn away from evil. And anger is evil. It makes you do crazy stuff like this. And if this is true, this man seems like a young guy. He screwed up his whole life listening to evil thoughts, evil imagination. All thoughts are all lies all the time. The court record indicate that the Florida man had no prior criminal history. Aside from an incident involving reckless driving. This is Fox 35.
A search warrant affidavit says detectives are still looking for Daniel's torso and are hoping a search of Lucas's phone will help them find it. They did find Daniel's skull with signs of blunt force trauma, a medical examiner reported.
For any crime like this, you know, history of violence, history of victimization, drug and alcohol history, other criminal history, that's also a risk factor.
Court records show Jones doesn't have any criminal history outside of being an aggressive driver. A few months ago, police say he was driving recklessly and caused a rollover crash that hurt two of his friends in the car. Crystal Wilson witnessed that wreck and said at the time she thought he should have served jail time for it. She hadn't heard about his murder arrest until I told her.
That is crazy.
Yes.
They should have put him in jail. They should have put him in jail. He wouldn't have done that.
Right now, Jones is being held in jail with no bond ahead of his hearing.
Well, Matt, a mess. We need love in the world, not hate. Love in the world and not hate. Every human being is filled with hatred. The nicest person is evil until you overcome it. It's up to you, folks. And it's going to get worse. If you don't get better, it's going to be worse for you as well. Let me go to Gigi out of Washington State. Gigi, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey,
good
Gigi.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good to hear from you today.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, so I wanted to respond to the biblical question about...
Do you know how to behave under pressure?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So since I've been listening to you and getting rid of anger, it really has helped me a lot. And so what the Holy Spirit had brought to me was, you know, about when Peter was... You know, when Jesus had told him to walk on the water to meet him, and then when he took his eyes off Jesus, he started to drown. So what the silent prayer and, you know, your teachings and listening to you has taught me is whenever, you know, anything tries to come up to make me angry, you know, just focus my eyes on Jesus and not, you know, look into the direction of anger and let the emotions, you know, drown me. You know, so I just keep my eyes, you know, fixed on God, and the emotions just pass away. And that has really, really helped me. And I'm grateful for, you know, all that God has used you to do in my life and in the lives of others.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate your response to the biblical question, Gigi, and I will put my little two cents in on Sunday, If the Lord is willing and decreed, they'll rise. Thank you.
All right. I have a question for you, Mr. Peterson.
Yes.
Yeah, so I hear you always say, if she's crying, she's lying.
Yeah, when she's crying, she's lying.
Is that the same for a man? If he's crying, he's lying?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. Thank you. Have a great day, Jesse.
All right, you too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. I was just looking at the moon here this morning. About an hour ago, you were talking about the Artemis. I think I got some pictures of it going right behind. It was going right behind the moon there. So I got some really good pictures.
Right on.
And the thing is, you said your call screener was saying that the moon is spinning. No, it's not. I'm looking right at it. It's not spinning. I got my binoculars right on it as we speak. Okay, so
how do you know it's not spinning?
Because I can see it in my lens.
I can see the
surface in the crater marks on the lunar surface, and they're not spinning.
But that was Hate. Spinning, that was Hate said that, not Derek.
Oh, I think Hate called me cuckoo yesterday too. Wasn't him?
Yeah, it was Hate who said that about the spinning thing, I guess.
Yeah, but same thing. It's kind of weird because, again, before the sun even comes out, the moon is emitting a light source. That kind of baffles the earthly scientist. Isn't that kind of odd? Why is the moon emitting a light source? It's supposed to be the reflection from the sun. I mean, I don't want to make this Astronomy Tuesday or nothing, but, you know, a lot of this stuff that Holly grew up on, when you first got into kindergarten and you walked into the room and your teacher said, here's what the earth looks like, and she spun that globe. Man, you were misled from day one, just like NASA said in 1967 that we landed on the moon, and that was all in response because we were at war with the Russians. That was when the Cold War was, and the economy was going into tanks, and
now that they've gone back to the moon, you don't believe that that is happening?
Oh, heck no. You can't even get close to the moon. It would burn up. The Van Allen radiation belt is like 56,000 degrees.
How do you know it would burn up if you've never done it?
I have lots of, put it this way, I have lots of research over the last 30 years into this subject. We could do several shows on it.
Space real?
No, it's just sky, atmosphere.
So there you don't even believe space is real?
No, there is nothing outside of God's firmament where Yahweh put it. We are in Yahweh's heavenly realm called the firmament. And it's time for people to figure it out. We're not spinning. We're somewhat flattish. We're not round and spinning, though, folks.
But did you go to Ye's concert? He was standing on top of the world, and the world was spinning.
Yeah, I saw that. And again,
so if space is fake, what are the Van Allen belts?
Yahweh, what's his name? Yah? He's no scientist. He's like, come on, Jesse.
Brady.
He's a rapper. He's
Brady.
No scientist.
Brady.
Let's bring it back.
Brady. Brady?
Yes, sir.
If space is fake, what are the Van Allen belts?
It's just somewhere up higher up in the atmosphere. It's getting closer to the top of the firmament where the heavenly realm is, where Polaris, the North Star, is located. It's also known as God's Star, folks. It has never moved in since God put it there. His name is Yahweh, and he put the Polaris where it is today.
Amazing. He want to respond Polaris. To you. Hold on a minute, Hake.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Hake.
They can't see the North Star in Australia.
Well, you probably think Australians are upside down on the globe Earth.
I do.
Okay, there you go.
And you don't
I guess
think,
you got me.
You don't think they are?
No. How are you? Gravity is nonsense also. It's called density, folks.
Is this so you don't object believe in gravity exists either?
No, that's an Isaac Newton two pages of nonsense. So people went to school and got just dumbfounded, just like the spinning globe Earth. A nonsense. Okay. Absolutely nonsense.
Yes, Hank.
I like how you and I match our shirts. Oh. Both wearing orange with this beige tan thing.
But I'm wearing an orange shirt, too.
Nice.
Right on, see?
Triplets.
But Brady, because of because of time, if gravity doesn't exist, how are you not floating around?
Because the Earth isn't spinning. So first off, you
the
have
Earth
to have
isn't
a spinning.
Spinning?
No, because that's what forms gravity. When you understand that the Earth is not spinning, things will become more clear in your visions, Jesse. I want you to understand that we are not spinning. Just start with that
step.
Do you
believe that Earth is flat?
It's flattish.
Do you believe it's flat?
Flattish.
Flattish?
Yes, flattish.
Do you wish Mother Mary?
Mother Mary?
Yeah.
Well, virgin birth, yes. Virgin birth, Mother Mary.
So do you wish of her?
No.
Do you believe Mother Mary is waiting somewhere out there to take you into heaven?
The only way into heaven is through Jesus and into the Father, Yahweh.
I rest my case. Crystal? Absolutely.
Mary, but when you're dealing with Mary, and that's like the Vatican in that, they equate Mary with what you should start praying to every day. And when they change all the different verses in the Bible and they rewrite the Bible, people go to the masses at the Vatican, and a lot of times even they're doing different ceremonies, and some of them are to Dagon, which is a pagan god, and Mary, they replace Mary and the Father, the true Father, Yahweh, with Mary, and that's not right.
So you may be right about the Earth being flat, then. What the? Amazing.
Come
that's
on,
where Hake.
Nice. We are flat Earth friendly. Nice. Flat Earther friendly, anyway.
Brady.
At least you're not. You don't. I love you guys. And thank God that you're not spin-tarded. I love you.
It's spinning.
No.
All right, Brady. Thank you, man.
All right. Right on.
Okay. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jermaine out of Canada. Jermaine, you are on the air.
Hello?
Jermaine?
Hey, Jesse. Good morning. How are you?
All is well.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Matt, Jesse, I'm calling about that BQ question, man.
What?
That one is hitting me this week.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how to behave under pressure?
No.
And why not?
Example, so at work right now, we're doing a lot of like inventory count, catch up back with a couple of systems because we have a new system, so we're trying to figure some kink in it, right? So my boss have given me a bunch of tasks to do, and the deadlines are so short, and he give me a way of how to do it, but then we'll go back to it and we have to readjust it. So I have to go back to the system again. And it's just a lot of work and stress, right? So I'm sitting at my desk doing all this work and I'm saying to myself, what's my boss thinking? He's giving me this to do and then he's changing it. And then I have to go back and all of this work that he's giving me to do. I just want to tell him to flip off. Like, what are you doing, man? So I realized that I don't know how to act because if I listened to the mind, I would do crazy stuff.
Amazing.
And I realized that off myself, I can do nothing. Because if I try to do it off myself, I'll wither away.
That's amazing. I appreciate your response to that, man. I want to respond, but I got to wait. I'll respond to it on Sunday. Thank you, man.
Yeah. Quick thing, Jesse. You know how Jesus said to his disciple that anything you ask in my name, you shall receive.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. Ask.
It's amazing, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. All right, man. Thanks for taking my call. We'll chat again.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Let me go to first-time call out of Texas. David. David, you are on the air.
Jesse Lee Peterson.
Hey, David.
You are awesome.
Amazing.
Yes, you are amazing. You are amazing. And I appreciate everything that you've done for me personally. Can I give you a testimony, or a brief testimony real quick?
Yes.
So, several years ago, 8 or 9 years ago, I had murder in my heart. And I had a friend of mine who was sleeping with my last wife. And I was going to kill him. And I thought, I actively thought about it and pursued it for months. And it consumed me. And I'll make a long story short about that. God put it on my heart to go over and forgive him. And, I was driving down the road. I lived within 2 minutes of this guy for over a year. And, I drove around from my house to his house over and over again because my wife would be over there with my kids. And I was going to kill this guy. So, anyway, God said, you need to go forgive that guy. And I drove immediately over there. And I knocked on the door, and he came out, and I told him that I forgive him and that everybody has played a part in this situation. And I said, I don't need you to say anything. I don't need you to do anything. I just need to let you know that I forgive you, and it isn't for you. It's for me. And so the foundation was kind of already laid out there for me. And it gave me a lot of peace when I actually went over there to him and face to face forgave him. So, your message to me rings so true, because I already experienced that.
That's amazing. The
next thing I want to tell you is that, that same woman, took me to court. I was already on child support, but when I started driving a truck about 3.5 years ago, she took me to court and she wanted me to pay for her attorney. She wanted me to have random drug tests, and she wanted me to have supervised visitation with my children.
Amazing.
So when I went to the court, and the judge was a very liberal judge, and I thought, I don't have a snowball's chance in front of this woman. But I had been listening to you, and so her attorney spoke, and he just bashed me. You know, this guy's, you know, had a DUI, which was not true. He's, but, you know, he's had lots of drugs and, you know, convictions and blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, and everything that he said besides the DUI was true. It was true. And so I just sat over there and just nodded. You know, the judge would look at me every once in a while. I'm just like, oh, yeah, yeah. That's true. And so she said, all right, Mr. Roberts, because I'm doing it pro se. I'm representing myself because I couldn't afford an attorney. And so she said, you know, it's your turn to speak. And I stood up and I said, there's a story in the Bible. And
man,
I talked about it
for me. Let me take a quick break.
Yeah, man, I got you.
Right,
yes, sir.
On. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretched off on Pews.net. I'll be right back. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. The guy with the good hair, what the? And after that, the American Anchor Baby. Energy to give away. Give it to him by God from 11 to 1 p.m. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time, the American Anchor Baby. Check out Punchy TV, PUNCHIE.TV, Punchy.TV. Amazing. Check it out. You can podcast. And last but not least, don't forget we have this amazing sale going on all the merch except for books and coffee. Punchy coffee is good. So, there's a sale going on. Get 30% off. You can't beat that. Get 30% off all merch. Except the coffee and the books. Use code JLP30 at the checkout. Code JLP30 at the checkout. Don't miss it. And every dime goes back into getting the work done. So you're helping us to help others, even in that way. Let me go back to David, a first-time call out of Texas. So, David, you're sitting in court. It looked like you about everything about to fall apart. And what happened?
Stood up and I said, there's a story in the Bible where, you know, and I just told the story about Solomon and the two women. And I said, I don't want to split these children up any more than they already are. I said, you know, my children love me and I love them. And whenever the court sees fit or, you know, enough time has lapsed where they become adults and they come to me, however that happens, I'm okay with it. And so the judge, she didn't make me pay for the lawyer, no supervised visitations, no random UAs, and I think she went up on my child support $100. So I've been in and out of family court for like 20 years. So trust me when I tell you that was a win for me.
It's all like, that's amazing, man.
And last but not least, I've got a son who's 16 years old now. He just turned in January, and I've had him in the truck with me a couple of times, and I played, you know, because I listen to you and Hake and Nick all the time, and so he and I would talk about things that y'all were talking about together. And he wrote me a note, and I won't read you the whole note, but I want to read you the pertinent part. And it says that I forgive you for not protecting me from mom. And then he quotes a couple of Bible verses. One I'll read to you. It's love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, Matthew 5:44. And so my son is pretty awesome guy. I've got five kids with four women, Jesse.
Wow, what a slut maker.
I'm white on the outside and black on the inside. and last but not least, I want to give you two ideas for coffee flavors. You got Sweet Home Alabama or the California King.
Amazing. I like those suggestions. That's amazing.
That's you, man. That's you. I'm telling you, Jesse, you've really made a big difference in my life, and your cohorts that you're Hake and Nick have blessed me a tremendous amount as well. Right, I've called into their shows before. I've never called in to speak to you. But I really do want to thank you and to show my appreciation to you.
Right on. You stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it, David. And you have not seen anything yet. It gets better. You're going to see.
I agree.
You're going to see the love. You and the father are becoming one now. You're going to see how much he truly loves you. Really. There are no
Amen.
Words to express.
Amen.
So stay with it.
Thank you so much, buddy. I
All
appreciate
right.
you.
Right on. Thank you, David.
All right.
Right on.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Amazing story. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. Let me go to Sky out of Texas. Sky, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Sky.
I've called you a couple times over the past couple years, and my life has completely changed, but I'm focusing on the things that are still creeping up as far as anger goes.
Yeah.
And I find that I deal with a lot of things great, but with my five-year-old, there are things that should take 5 minutes that end up taking 15 minutes. And I see myself getting frustrated and not being able to handle the situation to speed things up without feeling angry. And so I'm wondering, is that like, because you said something that really sticks with me that you say is there's no love and control. So I know that it's me trying to control her to get her to do what I need her to do. And is the answer to that just being patient and being okay with repetitions on asking her over and over again, just being patient?
Yeah.
Or am I spoiling her somehow by just letting her get away with being crazy at 5 years old sometimes?
But be patient with her. Do not. Because the anger that you're feeling is not you. That's evil inside of you. And evil want to work through you to get your daughter upset or frustrated to destroy her. Don't go with the anger at all. You be patient with her. She's just 5 years old. And are you protecting her from a mother?
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm so thankful for this show because it really just changed the trajectory of just a lot of things. But yes, because like yesterday my wife screamed at her at the table.
Yeah.
And we call that going Tarzan when she does a Tarzan scream. So yeah, I mean, and then now I'm noticing, yeah, like my 5-year-olds will come to me and then I handle it like, hey, we can't do that, but. Yes, I am, but as far as focusing on me, though, I find that my five-year-old is really, like, Satan's really trying to get to her through me on just being patient. But I guess there's also just this false sense of, like, wanting to, because it's just you have this idea of what a parent is and what how they're supposed to raise your kid, because based off of, and then you just, now I know my parents did so many things wrong.
Yeah.
But there is this false sense of fulfilling, like, specific things that I need to do to make sure that her behavior as an individual you know, is respectful and, you know, because I guess...
What do you mean respectful?
Well, she relies on us to put her to bed in a lot of ways, so if she's not listening and just kind of piddling around and playing when she's not supposed to be playing, she's got to understand that we're in a situation where it's not just her involved with time and getting stuff done. Like, she's a part of the team as far as executing, like, getting into bed. So it's like, she can't just do whatever she wants. I want her to learn that, like, hey, sometimes you got to participate with everybody else. I guess I just find my, I guess I'm just getting frustrated at times. And I guess it's just Satan. It's just Satan. And I need to just be patient.
Your problem with you, not with your daughter, which you might not know, and I'm not sure if it's happening, I'm not there, but your daughter, the reason she could be acting that way is that she resents her mother now, that her mother's been impatient with her, and so she's fumbling around because she's frustrated. And the last thing she needs is from you is any sign of impatience. You be patient with her, mm-hmm. and you deal with her with perfect love. And so let's say her mother tells her to go to bed. She may not do it right away, but if you tell her that with perfect love, she will obey you.
Okay.
And so
yeah,
she could be frustrated at her mother already.
Yeah. Yeah, and I really am seeing at this developmental, like, almost six now, like, I can really start to see the divide and her noticing my nature versus, you know, the angry nature that can come from the mother.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's really starting to put two and two together, like, oh, Dad is actually, you know, he's got the final say on things, so I can trust that he's going to keep me safe whenever yes. there's something that goes wrong. So,
absolutely. So do not yell at her. You tell her when she got to go to bed, but don't yell and just show perfect love to her, and she'll be fine, and you'll be fine. But if you yelling at her at all, or I don't know what you mean by disrespectful, don't even think of anyone disrespecting you. There's no one there to disrespect. But just show love to your daughter. She'll at least see that you care about her instead of the mother.
Man, Satan is so wicked, man. Like, I just know, like, literally reflecting on it, like, it's just so I can get into my room and have my alone time and watch my TV show. Like, that's the only reason why I'm getting angry at all.
Yeah.
And it's so stupid. It's so stupid. It's just, I hate that. I'm very happy in the present, but I do look forward to the day that I don't have to deal with that anymore. Like,
well, you just
really,
you endure to the end. Don't look forward to the day. Endure to the end, and it could be over sooner than you think. So don't think that way about it either.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on like the 40th floor this year, and like there's just a few things like that are still trying to like linger around. And like my life is just really like I can't thank you enough for your show. I wish. You know, I kind of, just like that lady from Virginia, you know, it would be kind of nice if there was a little bond in every city across America that we could, you know, have some fellowship without having to get a plane ticket. But, you know, I can just see things so clearly now that our church group that we do hang out with,
yes,
like I don't have anything to defend. However, I will be seeing if they want to be my friend or not soon just by... being honest with them, and it's okay if they don't, but I just,
right.
It's either going to God, because if God puts something before me, you ask what people, you were asking about, what is your life about?
What do you want from life?
It sounds crazy because most people don't want this, but all I want is to approach everything that God puts before me with the fruits of the Spirit.
Well, you stay present, and that will happen.
It's been an amazing life, and
Well, stay with
God's her. God's awesome.
And I'm glad you realized the reason you're impatient with your daughter. You want to get back in your room and relax and watch TV.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, it's safe to have you destroying her for your own ego gratification.
Yeah, it's always when I'm tired, though. It's like at nighttime. Something about being tired. Satan really works on that.
Well, be patient.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you got to start singing, "When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my soul, I will dance like David danced." I'm going to be singing that one. Right. I haven't heard that in a while.
I will. Amazing. Thank you, Scott.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
All right, bye. Take care now. 888-77-JESSE. Super chats.
On YouTube, Fazul says, "Female space plumber, toilet broke again."
What?
Female space plumber. Toilet broke again.
I wonder if she put her Cortex in there.
I don't know. Moving on. Stephen Orbs, welcome JLP show member.
Thank you, Stephen. Amazing.
Very nice. On buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, no more thoughts. Today's question, what I used to want from life was always the next thing that would fit an idea I had of a successful life. Now I think I just want to be at peace and see what comes.
Right on. Amazing. What do you want from life? What do you want from life? What do you want out of life? Think about that. That is an amazing question. Thank you.
Chris, Jesse going to a Yay concert is like Cinderella at the ball. Jesse had to leave before midnight before he turned back to being white. His Yeezys turned back to New Balance and his 1988 Fleetwood Caddy turned back to a Tesla. Laughing with tears.
Amazing. I stayed through the whole thing, and it was amazing. It probably was the best concert I've ever gone to. I've been trying to figure out who was better. I used to go to a lot of them when I was younger. Not a lot, but I went to some when I was younger. I had not gone to a concert in years, if you're black, years. But if you're white, years. But I stayed through the whole thing. I didn't get home until 12:30 p.m., and it was amazing.
A.M.
I mean, A.M., my bad. A.M., you're right. It was at night, that morning. But it was amazing. I stayed through the whole event. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
Anthony L., 100 sticker.
Amazing. Thank you, Anthony L.
Anthony L. also gave a cool sunglasses sticker.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Very cool. Aries gave 222 gold pills. He's over on pill.net, and he also bought a one-month gold tier subscription on Jesse Lee Peterson.
That's amazing. Thanks for your support. I do appreciate it.
Sion, three coffees. Love you, Jesse. I'm in Mommy Africa for a little while just to kind of heal properly with the organic food under Mama's skirt tail. She knows how to cook, LOL. Easter's also this month. My mother really supports President Donald Trump's actions toward these radical Islam. It's big news here, and it's perfect, even though the media makes Trump look all bad all over the world. I'll bring home a beautiful wife from Mommy Africa. I'll bring James? Hake? I don't know. He has to sign for her, though, and bring her in L.A. Lord knows they want to get out of this hellhole, says Sion.
Oh, so it sounds like her mother want to come to L.A.?
No, a beautiful wife to L.A. She's going to bring another gal to L.A. for somebody, H-A-M-E, for Haim.
Oh, amazing. Well, Sion, I hope you're healing. I hope you have fun over there. Relax and hurry back home. Amazing. Thank you.
And he bought a coffee. In the Old Testament, God hated, quote unquote, the evil in mankind so much it provoked him to sacrificial love. Christian cross emoji. Likewise, Trump loves America but hates the evil infiltrating America so much it provoked him to sacrificial love as our greatest president. Just like his father, like father, like son.
That's amazing. And they call him king. And they worship the king around the world. Some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him daddy. I call him the great white hope. Right on. Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And he, morning half-breed, what is L-O-V-E, love, spelled backwards? Hey, help him out. Praying, light skin, medium tone, thanks, hands. E-V-O-L, evil.
Amazing.
Amazing. There is truly a thin line between love and hate, evil.
There's a thin line between love and hate. First you love me, then you hate me, then you love me, then you hate me. That's a game for a fool. Break up to make up. Amazing. Thank you.
Brain emoji and tan brown skinned ear emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, and heat. Yeah. Nikki 313. Hi, Jesse. Someone asked me to pray in silence with him for his mother who had just passed. I said yes, even though I felt unsure, laughing with sweat, nervous. Do you think praying for someone does anything, whether they're alive or already gone?
May her soul rest in peace. That's your prayer. Or that God's will be done for her. That's your prayer. Amazing. Thank you.
ADHD777. Jesse looks like an outlaw today with the guns.
Amazing. Vanessa gave me the shit right.
Vanessa is the correct name.
Yeah, Vanessa. Thank you. Vanessa gave me this. This is amazing. Country and Western shirt. Thank you.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Nick LaBoy, the moon does rotate on its axis.
Uh-huh.
But it rotates at exactly the same rate that it orbits Earth. Both take about 27.3 days. This perfect synchronization is what causes one side to always face us, so you can't detect its spin.
Wow. See that, Brady?
Because Earth is spinning just as it's orbiting.
Yeah.
And it stays facing us.
I rest my case. Brady from Arizona. See you there. Nah.
Roy M., this guy has his navigation on while talking to Jesse. In 800 feet, turn right. He black.
He black. Oh, maybe he'll call back, but I haven't heard back from him yet. Thank
Indeed.
You.
Anthony L. with a big smile, wide open mouth agape smile emoji, and wide-eyed. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Amazing.
Cesar or Caesar, dude who killed his politician wife, allegedly, said, I ain't going to take it no more. All my life I had to fight. Laughing with tears coming out.
You told Hoppo to beat me.
Terrible story.
I know. What a mess.
I looked it up. He was Jamaican and she was Haitian, by the way. Whatever. According to the AI.
Oh, okay.
Not that you needed to know that. Games for Rec, shout out. Mercer Sooks. Kid Combo 1, Cactus Eater Bear, thank you, DLive crew. I know DLive is on its way out. I recommend Pill.net as a sort of vaguely similar alternative if you're going to migrate to another platform. Be hospitable, pilled people, to the DLive crew. Thank
you. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I could be wrong, but I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice. Let me go to first-time caller, Tim, out of Canada. Tim, you are on the air.
Jesse, how you doing? It's Tim from Canada.
Hey, Tim. All this
amazing.
Way.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Just two questions here. What about, two questions. What do you think about Trump saying that a whole civilization will die tonight? And how do I immigrate from Canada to the lovely United States?
Number one, when he said that, I thought nothing about it because I am having a wait and see to see how this whole thing go. I trust that he's making the right decisions, so we'll wait and see. And as far as you migrating to Canada, somehow or another, you got to – do you need a citizenship?
I don't know if you need a citizenship. You might need like a visa, some type of visa.
Right. Right.
Get a visa.
Amazing.
Amazing.
And I disavow overstaying visas.
No, I would never do that. And I look up to you. I listen to you guys all the time. And I'm glad that you guys are on the air and on YouTube.
Right on. Thank you, Tim. And
thanks,
we got to wait and see what happens with this thing with Iran. I have a feeling, and I could be wrong, really, that it's going
to
be
amazing.
It's going to be over sooner rather than later.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Tim.
See you, buddy.
All right. Amazing. I am so out of time. I'm trying to get Hayes' attention. I got you all the super. Thank you. I am so out of time. The Hake Report is coming now. After that, the American Anchor Baby, right after the Hate U Give. Thank you for your support. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Overcome evil with good, meaning to love God with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your neighbor, love your enemy, and you will be of good. And you will be free. And you have no idea what that word means until you return to the love. Return to love. Hayden from Texas and the rest of the callers, I am so out of time. Call me again. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer for those who want to be free. All right. Bye. Thank you all so much. Take care. Know that so you get something went wrong, but check. I had to get on the track one time. Joel Friday here. Check. Look, stand up. Stand up, we got fighting to do. We gotta show him who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never wanna stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the drama. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man.
Thank you.